I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Who is America's team, if not the Dallas Cowboys? And you can definitely still make an argument for Jerry Jones' franchise. Does it help that he has a $250 million yacht? Cowboys fans, do you feel good about the fact that you helped to fund and now you're helping to pay for the fuel for the brand new yacht named Bravo Eugenia? $250 million, the price tag. And that's not the cost of keeping it on the water. Two helipads. Not one, two helipads. If not the Dallas Cowboys, then who are America's team? I appreciate the wealth of answers we're getting on Facebook and Twitter. You guys are blowing up our social media right now. And I think there are a few qualifications that we have gone over and arguments that I can make when you call me up. In addition, we want to talk about these divisional playoff games. What's the matchup this weekend you're most looking forward to? Is it Cowboys-Rams? And no doubt there will be a large contingent of Cowboys fans in Los Angeles. Number one, they hold training camp in California, in Southern California. And so that's a big deal. They have a built-in fan base there. It's a little bit like, and I'm only bringing this up because the Red Sox, we just talked about the Red Sox. The Red Sox in Fort Myers have a massive fan base because that's where they hold spring training. And they've got a brand new stadium in the last few years just for spring training. And so that does stand to reason that you would develop fans in a place where you perennially hold a camp. Cowboys, Rams, Eagles, Saints in the NFC, Colts, Chiefs, Chargers, Patriots in the AFC. Do you know I saw, and please forgive me because I did not read the whole thing. It felt like clickbait to me, but there was an article or a link on Twitter that was attempting to argue that Tom Brady is the least impressive quarterback of the four in the AFC right now. So we're not talking about history. We're not talking about even the course of, you know, the last 5 years, say. We're talking about right now that Andrew Luck, Kansas City's Pat Mahomes, Phillip Rivers, who will be on the field with Tom Brady on Sunday, excuse me, that of those four QBs, Tom Brady's right now playing the worst football of the four. Now, I feel like that's splitting hairs, plus the last we saw of Tom Brady was one hell of a game. There is a value in experience, and I know some of you argue with me about hiring head coaches with experience. The NFL's going the opposite direction. I still believe that there is no shortcut to wisdom and experience. And maybe that's coming from someone who's older. I know that if I knew everything then that I know now, I would have been a much better person and radio host for the last 20 years of my life. And so there's no shortcut to experience. And I think in the case of Tom Brady, there is no one else in football who has the experience that he has at the position he has. There isn't anything he hasn't seen on the football field, short of, say, Drew Brees. But just the number of Super Bowls that Brady has been in, the number of pressure situations, that exceeds even Drew Brees and certainly exceeds Phillip Rivers. Now, does that mean he's playing the best football of the four right now? I don't know. That's a good question, but I thought that particular story, that headline was meant to get people to click on the link. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Inside the Quicken Loans studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Take the poll. It's just four games, super easy. You don't even have to write in a ballot this week because there are only four games. And then also on our Facebook page, you're weighing in about the game as well as the idea behind America's team and whether or not it's changed. And it's a nice little phrase. And if you Google America's team, the Dallas Cowboys come up. But I'm talking about the nuts and bolts of it. why the Cowboys are America's team, their earnings power, their popularity, their name recognition. The logo is recognized all over the country. The TV ratings follow. Everyone has an opinion about the team, whether positive or negative. You don't have to love the Dallas Cowboys. And just the fact that they always have storylines surrounding them. Their Q rating is very high. I believe there are other teams that you could argue fit in that same category. And I think as much as I could make a case for the Golden State Warriors, they definitely transcend the NBA. The NFL still is the cash cow. It's the sports league that is the envy of all other sports leagues. As we've talked about this year, ratings on television are dropping for every other genre, every other sport, but the NFL has rebounded. And just the wild card weekend ratings alone were up 10% over last season. As a whole, the regular season saw ratings increase by an average of 5%. So the NFL is on its way up. It's trending up, and everything else is trending down. Again, 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. We did have someone who mentioned the Pittsburgh Steelers. And in light of that, I want to make sure we talk about this for a minute. We've now heard from Art Rooney, who's the president, of course, a member of the esteemed family that has owned the Steelers forever. He says Antonio Brown will not be released, but all other options are on the table. Okay, so they're not going to cut him, but everything else is a possibility. And we don't have audio because this was an interview that Rooney did with a newspaper, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. But what he told the newspaper is that, and I'm going to use his quotes, it's hard to envision Brown as part of the team when the team reconvenes for training camp in late July. So they're not going to cut him and get nothing for him. But again, it would be hard to envision Antonio Brown as part of the team when it reports to training camp in late July. And there are a lot of reasons for that. He went AWOL in week 17 in a must-win game, the most important game of the entire season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was gone. He wasn't around. Remember, Mike Tomlin in his exit press conference was asked, did Antonio Brown quit on the Steelers?
You can describe it in whatever ways you want to describe it, but there was a lack of communication there that can lead to thoughts and things of that nature that can go in many directions. The bottom line is that we were playing a significant game, and he didn't do a good enough job of communicating or being available in the hours leading up to that performance.
And so we get Mike Tomlin dancing around it, but he says he wasn't available. He didn't do a good job communicating. He wasn't available. He wasn't around. So absolutely, I've described it as him ditching his team, quitting on his team, leaving his team high and dry, putting himself before the team. All of that's painfully obvious. Rooney goes on to tell the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, there's not much we can do right now. We have time to make a decision. We'll look at all the options. We're not going to release him. That's not on the table. But I will say all other options are on the table. Whether the situation can be reconciled and we have him back on the team next year, we're a long way from thinking that can happen. So right now, they're not even exploring that possibility. They're going to look at every other possibility besides cutting Antonio Brown before they look at the ways that they could bring him back. Though Rooney does finish by saying, we're not closing the door on anything at this point. He also said, and this is the guy who makes the decisions for the Pittsburgh Steelers, we're not going to worry about the salary cap. It's not going to be a decision that's based on finances. We're going to do the best thing for our locker room and for our team. And the implications of releasing him or having him on the roster past March 17th, when he's due a roster bonus, they're not going to worry about those things. So they have a number of different ways they could do it. They'd like to trade him and get something for him for sure. And while a lot has been talked about with the cap hit, by trading away his salary, you offset some of that cost. You can't get it all back, but you offset some of it. But according to Mr. Rooney, they're not going to be swayed by the financial ramifications of making this decision. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I have no idea what Antonio Brown meant by the tweet that he released after this interview went public. Have you guys seen it? It's Brown in a very snazzy suit, shaking the hand of Art Rooney in front of a Steelers logo. This is a picture that goes back to February of 2017, so nearly 2 years ago, when Brown signed his contract extension. And the hashtag is booming. Good business. Hashtag booming. I have no idea what that means. If someone cares to interpret, I don't know why he would release that particular contract. Maybe just to remind people of better times. Who knows? Maybe this is his way of taking the high road. A picture of him and Rooney together with smiles on their faces. But he didn't explain himself, at least not publicly. Now, Mr. Rooney has indicated he will also talk to members of the Steelers to see how they feel about Brown being back in the locker room next year. He says we're going to have to find out how the rest of the team feels about him returning. And remember, what did we hear from Jesse? Was it Jesse James that we heard from who called them the Kardashians? He said that they've got to be better at handling their distractions because they really did disrupt what the team was trying to do on the field this year. Though Mike Tomlin would tell you distractions are not an excuse, the players themselves said, we've got family problems. We're the Kardashians. And Rooney would tell you as well that this is not just about week 17. Brown not only skipped out during training camp, he missed a day during week 3. He was on and off, frustrated and expressing his discontent during the course of the year. It was almost like it was simmering and finally reached a boiling point in week 17. Now, will the Steelers have trade partners? Probably. I would think that they would. It's a stiff price to pay, but there are teams out there that have plenty of room under the salary cap. Hello, J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets are one of them. So do the Cleveland Browns. But here's what I have to say for Antonio Brown. He's going to find out the grass is not always greener. The numbers that he put up with Ben Roethlisberger, they're not likely to be replicated in very many other places. The teams right now that are in the postseason probably don't have as much room under their cap. And so potentially he could end up on a team that doesn't have a great quarterback, hasn't been to the playoffs in a while. Now, could he make that team better? Yeah, I think so. As long as he stays healthy and sticks to the program, he's an upgrade. He's an amazing talent. But as a wide receiver, guess who you depend on? You depend on your quarterback to deliver the football. You depend on your offensive coordinator to make sure you're involved in the offense. And here's one more thing I'll say. You go somewhere else, you may not have the same freedom that you had to be yourself as you did with the Steelers. They gave him a lot of rope. I feel like he ended up hanging himself with it, but they gave him a lot of rope. Also, let's say you go to a team where you're the only good wide receiver. You see a lot more double teams than you do when there's Juju Smith-Schuster on the other side. So the grass is not always greener. And it certainly does sound like the Steelers are done with it. They're going to make the best decision for them. But it's hard to envision a scenario where Brown is on the team when they reconvene for camp in late July, according to team president Art Rooney. So consider that when you're wondering if the Steelers might be America's team. All right, who is America's team and what's the game you're most looking forward to this weekend? Let's talk about football, shall we? It's a football free-for-all After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
And it's fourth and goal at the two. Sproles to the right of Foles. Three receivers to the far side of the field. Foles takes the snap. He rolls. He looks. He fires. And it is complete. It is complete. Touchdown, Golden Tate. And the Eagles regain the lead.
Breeze with an empty backfield. He sits in the gun. Three receivers right, two to his left. Four-man rush comes. They drop one of them out. Breeze to the near sideline. Caught across the goal line. Keith Kirkwood with the reception, 4 yards, and a Saints touchdown. And Drew Breeze puts the Saints on top 30-10.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The Saints and the Eagles last met in week 7. 48-7 was the final score, but that was before these Eagles snapped into playoff mode. Of course, the Saints have been in some kind of incredible groove most of the season. Not all of the season. We saw them really struggle against the Dallas Cowboys and then struggle in the first half of their game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers before they kind of saw their offense click back into that nice groove that they'd been in for most of the season. They are home at the Superdome after taking the bye week, and they will host the Philadelphia Eagles. Merrill Reese with the call on the Eagles radio network, and then Zach Taylor, he's a different guy. He's the Rams quarterback coach who may end up as the next head coach of the Bengals because he works with Sean McVay. So Zach Streif on the Saints radio network. That's our last matchup of divisional weekend. Which one are you most looking forward to? Do you know, last week when we asked you this and we put the poll out on Twitter and Facebook, the top three of the four candidates were separated by a mere 1 percentage point. All three games were separated by 1 percentage point. I think ultimately it was Chargers-Ravens that barely got by the other two and was the game that you picked. And right now we've got three games that are neck and neck. It's Chargers and New England leading the early balloting. Then the Cowboys and the Rams, the Colts and the Chiefs are tied just behind. So check that out on Twitter, A-Law Radio. You're also reminding me of all the different recipes that you've used in the past that are similar to my kielbasa recipe. I know I love it when you guys tell me that you have a twist on a recipe. Some of you use little smokies, whatever those are called. And others of you use different types of meat in the crock pot. If you want the kielbasa recipe, I promise you it'll be a big hit at your football party this weekend. I did tweet it and I put it on Facebook. Okay, so it's up. Hopefully you can see it on Facebook as well, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. David is listening in Seattle. David, welcome to After Hours.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. I was just thinking, you know, in terms of the national, the America's team concept, when you have to capture the American imagination, and there was a time when it was the Yankees, there was a time when it was Seabiscuit the horse, there was a time when it was Floyd Patterson, there was a time when it was Muhammad Ali, and the Cowboys had it, I think, a lot because of Monday Night Football. The whole country would tune in to Dan Meredith and Howard Cosell and Frank Gifford, and that name is kind of just waiting for them to pick it up again. But I was going to suggest America's darling Clemson Tigers, that that'll be the conversation for some time. And they don't have a lot of resentment against them. Dabo Swinney's a great character, and they're on the ascendant. That's what I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I think that they definitely are a team that is recognizable around the country, which is the first qualification. The fact that they've beaten Alabama, everybody loves it when a team can take out the champ, the behemoth. And so Alabama has become that team that people are now jealous of. And it happens. It happened with the Patriots, with the Yankees, with the Warriors. People call it hating, but we know the truth. You're not hating that winning team. What you're doing is being full of green with envy because your team is not winning like that other team is. And so I think with Alabama reached that level, and so to have Clemson now take them out two of the last 3 years, Trevor Lawrence, great story, true freshman, and even going back to Hunter Renfrow, who finally played in his last national championship. And yes, Dabo is a character that appeals. Now, I don't think college football has the same appeal as the NFL or even the NBA. However, these college football weekends now and the playoff, the system that we have, does put them on quite a pedestal. And so definitely more people know about Clemson than have ever before.
Yeah.
All right, David. I appreciate
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
855-212-4227. Kyle is in Boston. Kyle, welcome to After Hours.
Amy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Three things for you. First is, it's Notre Dame. It's not even close. 75% of the country is Christian. And on any given Saturday, everyone watching that game, never went to Notre Dame, is a Notre Dame fan.
Notre Dame is Catholic.
You know, a million of them.
Wait, Notre Dame's Catholic. It's not the same thing.
Hang on. I used to work for the Archdiocese, so all Catholics are Christian.
Okay, keep going. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
So I don't think it's even close. And they have, okay, like 40 years. They're their only team on NBC. Colin Coward used to talk about how Notre Dame had this unfair recruiting advantage because they're the only nationally broadcast team for 40 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there, I would agree with you that there has been a time when they were America's team. There is some resentment, I think, because of that, because a lot of people look at them and think they get unfair advantages, as you're talking about. And they do have a massive fan base for sure. Also, I think being in a situation where they don't have a conference championship hurts too. So there are a couple of things I think I would change. You know, the fact that they're an independent, they try to get the best of both worlds. It does certainly hurt them when it comes to things like the college football playoff. They have to run the table to be involved. And so it was good to see them part of it. But yeah, I kind of feel like their loner status, where it used to be something that you could say made them better and unique, now I think it's become a bit of a detriment in the current climate of college sports.
And, you know, the other two things I want to throw at you, being a New Hampshireite, is my parents were dissenting votes in the Keene Pumpkin Festival, because it used to be a zucchini festival, which is funny, from the 80s. And you should check out New Hampshire State of Mind if you never saw it from like 8 years ago. You'll die laughing.
Is it a movie? What is it?
No, it's some people from New Hampshire made a video based off the Jay-Z Empire State of Mind.
Oh,
and it's about New Hampshire, and it's got Adam Sandler in it, and it's Concord, and the Old Man in the Mountain, and the old racetrack. It's hilarious.
Okay,
it's top shelf.
That sounds amazing. I definitely will do that. New Hampshire State of Mind. I'm sure that only a select few could understand the live free or die thing, but that's us. Live free or die, baby.
That's right. Have a great one.
Awesome. Thanks, Kyle. Yeah, I'm chewing on the Notre Dame thing. I think that there are arguments for and against. Again, being a loner in the past, I think, was more a benefit and unique, and now I feel like it can be a detriment to Notre Dame. And so, yeah, that one's interesting. I'm going to have to think about that a little bit more. 855-212-4227. The fan base is massive for Notre Dame, and everybody knows about Notre Dame. So it definitely passes those two qualifications. Also, it's hallowed ground. When I went to Notre Dame for a basketball game, I did play-by-play for a women's game at Pauley Pavilion. It was amazing to be there. The atmosphere was incredible, and I snuck into the stadium. Snuck in. Oh my gosh, I was a criminal. It felt so good. It was exhilarating. It was almost as much adrenaline rush as jumping out of an airplane, sneaking into Notre Dame Stadium. I was the only one inside. They had left a delivery door open for a truck, so the truck went in and did not shut the gate behind it. I was able to sneak onto the field and take pictures with nobody else there. It might have been one of the coolest things I've ever done. All right. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Lots of great answers on Facebook, too. Brian says the St. Louis Cardinals are America's team. Our friend Jerry Palm, who listens to the show and weighs in, he says the Chicago Cubs, they have fans everywhere. Paul says the Broncos, because we all like to horse around. Hey, If you can come up with a great punchline, I'm all about it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Minimum rush this time. Now they're throwing down the field, adjusting the route. Caught! It's caught by DeMarcus Robinson, and he's wide open near side. 20, 15, backpedaling into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City! An 89-yard pass, and Patrick Mahomes now has hit 5,000 yards passing and 50 touchdowns in a single season. Only the second player in the history of the National Football League to do so. Joining Peyton Manning in 2013.
Luck out of the gun. Drops back to throw. Has time. Walks into the back of the end zone. It's Dontrell Inman. Touchdown. Touchdown for the Colts. 18 yards away. Dontrell Inman finds the end zone for the third consecutive week. And the Colts opening up a can right now on the Texans. It's 20-0.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Another fantastic matchup this weekend. This is amazing. I can't wait to see the next installment of Andrew Luck in his comeback year. But if you think about what Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs did this year too, man, I don't know if we'll get into a shootout. I think the Colts defense is really strong and the Colts can definitely control the trenches and get to Pat Mahomes. Now that could make for some crazy chuck and ducks and even more entertaining football. But I like this matchup. I don't think it's going to be a game in which the Chiefs score 50, but it sure was fun to see the 5,000 passing yards and the 50 touchdowns for Pat Mahomes. Mitch Holtis on the Chiefs radio network, and then of course the Colts, who already won on the road at division rival Houston and are primed and ready in Frank Reich's first year. Matt Taylor is their play-by-play voice. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. What game are you most looking forward to this weekend in the NFL? We've got our poll up and a spot on Twitter where you can weigh in. We're also asking you, we kind of stumbled on this, America's team. Who is America's team? Is it still the Dallas Cowboys for all of the reasons that we've talked about? Or is there a possibility that another team has overtaken the Cowboys for that particular designation as America's team? I think that you could make a case for a handful of teams. And the reason we started talking about this is because our Cleveland Browns insider who joined us in the first hour to talk about the Freddie Kitchens hire and the fact that Greg Williams is out, he said the Browns are America's team. I don't think they're there yet. Now, the Browns may be America's best reality show in sports, and I think they're on the way to changing that. I don't know that I would say yet that they are America's team because they haven't been to the playoffs since 2002. They've got the longest drought in the NFL now that the Bills have actually made the playoffs this century. So I think that they have a lot of headlines, and I believe that people are really interested to see what happens with the Browns, but I don't know that you can put them in at the top of the list of America's team yet. I'm not there yet. They need to win. They need to have a winning season. They haven't had one since 2007. When the Cubs started to make noise and challenge for a World Series title again, that's when everybody started jumping on the bandwagon. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. It's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico with a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. Also, I'm a dope. This happens every now and then on the radio show. I said Pauley Pavilion for Notre Dame, and that, of course, is UCLA, so forgive me. I don't know why the name is escaping me. I've even looked it up on Google. There's a name for they. It's not just Notre Dame Arena. They have a name for their place where they play basketball, and it's going to drive me nuts until I can remember. But I can't talk and look at it at the same time. So it's not Pauley. Please forgive me. I'll get back to it. 855-212-4227. Greg is listening in Florida. Greg, welcome to After Hours CBS Sports Radio.
Good morning, Amy. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Hello? I'm doing just fine. First time caller. Me being an ex-athlete, when I think of you, I think of relevance. I love the way you ask your questions. And when you talk to an athlete, a real athlete who know the game, they go into detail what they talk about. That's what I love about you. And another thing, too,
it sounds like you have a whale in the background, like a whale communicating with another whale.
Okay. What it is, I'm at work. So.
Yeah, no, I got you. It's just funny. We were getting all kinds of fun sounds from behind you.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Anyway, I would love to see you go head-to-head with Stephen A. Smith because of the knowledge that you have about the game. And I just love it when guys call in and think that they can say anything to you and not realizing that the knowledge that you have. I mean, you correct me right off the top. Now, about the America's team, I had to think about, I used to be a Cowboy fan. And I had to realize what made me a Cowboy fan. Besides the Super Bowl, what day does everybody watch TV? Family, everything. What day is that? That's Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah.
So actually, we were forced to watch the Cowboys every year, for as long as I can remember. I'm 57 years old. As long as I remember, we were forced to watch the Cowboys play a bad team. And that's how, that's how they became America's team, because you watch them every year on Thanksgiving Day, and they always played a bad team. So, by me living in Florida, I say, I don't know nothing about no Cowboys. And then when I moved to Texas and I met Cowboy fans, the fans made me hate them. I don't even like the Cowboys no more. But to me, it's not all the America team, it's how they became America's team. And that's by showing them every year, as long as I can remember, on Thanksgiving Day.
Well, I would agree with that. But in addition to that, and yes, they are one of the teams that plays every year on Thanksgiving on national TV. When I was growing up, they were one of the only teams that you would see every weekend because of their reach and their name recognition because of their popularity in the 70s and 80s. I remember when I was growing up, that was all my brother wanted to do on Sundays was watch the Dallas Cowboys. He became a Cowboys fan when we were younger watching in the 80s. And so I think that that's part of it, the fact that they were a team that was on TV all the time, but not just Thanksgiving. They were also on weekends, Sundays, back when there were just one or two options. Greg, thank you so much for calling in Florida, and thanks for listening. Happy to keep you company while you're at work.
Okay, can I ask you one more question?
You got to go quick.
Okay. For the life of me, why are you not on prime time? You should be.
This is prime time. I'll just cut you off. This is prime time. I love this time slot. Number one, we sweep the country. We've got more affiliates than any other show in the network. And we're the show that goes on the air after all the games take place. So all the good stuff happens at night, man. I'm fine. Thank you.
Okay.
Prime time is, I think that's a subjective definition. This to me is prime time, and I'm happy with it. Whether it's our West Coast audience and the night as everything's wrapping up, or whether it's greeting you first thing in the morning, this is good with me. And for those of you who think I'm stuck here because I suck, that's fine. That can be your opinion. I have had chances to change time slots, and I've chosen to stay here. So consider that when you talk about why I'm stuck here on the overnights. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Let's talk to John, who's in Boise. Welcome to After Hours.
Hey, how are you doing?
I cannot hear you if you're there.
No.
Oh, I just heard something.
Go ahead, sir. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So, you know, if you look geographically, the Broncos cover, Denver Broncos every week will show in their guide what part of the country is seeing what game. The Denver covers a large area of the country as far as fans from Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, New Mexico, Utah, a really large area. A ton of Bronco fans out here on this part of the country for sure. Being from Vermont, I'd have to go with my Red Sox, so as being the best team or America's team. So.
Well, best team, I don't know, equates to necessarily America's team, though it helps. It helps if it has a winning tradition, for sure. I like the idea of the Broncos. Now, that's not just because I've been a fan since I was 13, legit, since I was a kid. But the fact that there is one team for such a large area out there, they do definitely have an extensive fan base, only because if you think about a bunch of those other teams in the Mountain Time Zone, other states in the Mountain Time Zone, there aren't many other football teams out there.
Sure, and it's not a lot of population base either, and that's not as far as the number of people even. It's just geographically, there's just a lot of states out here that are all pretty diehard Bronco fans. So.
I like it that way. I wish there was more space in the Northeast. If I had my choice, I don't know that I would live where I do. I like wide open spaces and lots of mountains and quiet. I like the quiet. Does that make me old? Probably. But, John, thank you for your call from Boise. I appreciate it.
God bless.
Let's talk to Dave, who's in Pittsburgh. Welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, Amy. I was watching this show. I saw it two different times over the winter on the NFL Network. And in the mid-70s, the Steelers were never, when they were winning all those Super Bowls, they were never a team that blew their own horn. But anyway, Pete Rozelle went to Dan Rooney and he said that the Steelers are America's team. And Dan Rooney said, no, we're not America's team. We're Pittsburgh's team. So he kind of turned it down. So they eventually decided to make Dallas America's team. I don't want to upset the Dallas Cowboy fans too much, but like I said, this was on the NFL Network on a couple of different shows. So, and then, of course, you know, there are terrible towels all over the world. I don't want to get into that. But the Steelers turned down the America's Team logo from Pete Rozelle.
They turned it down? What does that mean?
Well, like I said, Pete Rozelle.
No, I know what you told me, but I don't know that you can. I don't know that the NFL or any other league, for that matter, can designate a particular franchise as America's team because you name it that way doesn't mean it is. It has to do with other factors that the leagues can't control about the popularity, about the reach. I mean, they can put these teams on national TV, and that certainly helps. But they can't control who wins and who doesn't. And winning is a major factor. Having a tradition, having a a nice shiny new stadium, having fans all over the country. So there are a lot of things that the leagues can't control, even if they wanted to.
Which they in the late 70s, they started televising the Dallas game at 4 o'clock practically every Sunday for years and years and years. And that's where the America's team came from.
Yeah, it certainly did boost their popularity. I'll agree with you there. As I was talking about, it used to be the team that you could see every weekend when I was growing up. We didn't have cable out in the boonies of Concord, New Hampshire. So that was pretty much a game that we got every weekend, whoever the Cowboys were playing. And that definitely helps. Though things change, and here we are in 2018. So it doesn't mean it has to remain the same from now into eternity, in perpetuity. Dave, thank you so much for your call from Pittsburgh. I appreciate it. As many of you are yelling at me on social media, it's fine. You're allowed to yell at me. And my friend Jerry Palm, our friend Jerry Palm, is still texting me. We finally figured out, yes, the Joyce Center is the arena at Notre Dame, but I knew it was a pavilion. It's the Purcell Pavilion. So I was so close. Paulie is UCLA. I knew it was a PP. Purcell Pavilion. Phew. I feel so much better now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Thanks for tuning in on a Football Friday on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.